faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I don't mean to alarm you here, but I'm having a hard time lately tuning into the news without thinking about the Book of Revelation. Okay, I'm joking, but only half joking? I mean, we've got a major war going on with Iran. The Euphrates River is drying up at a rapid pace. Check out Revelation 16:12 for information about that. And the all-important beast system is picking up momentum. Look, folks, I'm only half serious. I'm sure this is all coincidence. But if you were to build the beast system, or something that looks just like it, say the Chinese social credit system, you know, where you have to have the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell, what would you need as the foundation for that system? You would need digital ID. You would need to end anonymity when you're online. People were terrified of this when Joe Biden was president, and we fought it hard. While the left worldwide was trying to implement vaccine passports, in fact, they actually implemented them in Europe. It was a true digital ID scheduled to be tethered to central bank digital currency. But with the defeat of Kamala Harris, everyone breathed a sigh of relief and went to sleep. Folks, this kind of system's always terrified me. The world's never seen anything like it. I'm afraid that once they get it on us, we can't get it off of us. I mean, how do you shoot your way out of such a thing? Well, everything seemed copacetic until I clicked on an article about what was going on in Australia. See, to protect kids 16 and under, the folks in Australia had passed a law saying they couldn't use the internet anymore. Don't worry, they told concerned citizens, this is only going to affect kids and, you know, maybe a couple of accounts where we can't tell how old someone is. Oh, by the way, there'll be a multi-million dollar fine for each kid that manages to get on social media or Google, but you don't need to worry about that. Well, it turns out the social media companies and the big search engines did need to worry about that because they're the ones who would be paying the fines or being sued, depending on which country and which laws. And so they set out to make damn sure that no youth could possibly get one of these accounts. Well, it turns out they did. Within 6 months of the passage of that bill, adults in Australia got a shock. One guy interviewed for that particular article in The Telegraph described the shock of merely wanting to do a Google search and having to submit to a facial scan. See, the problem is this. It puts the onus completely on the social media companies and also the digital search companies. If a kid, say 12 or 13, puts his mom's name in and opens an account, they're still liable for potentially millions of dollars in each case. So how on earth can a person make sure that these people aren't actually getting accounts? It's only one way. Digital ID issued by the state or the social media companies do a face scan to determine your age, then ask you to put in a credit card link to you. In other words, that'll create a digital ID just as easily as anything the government will do. It's the end of anonymity on the internet. Digital freedom activist Bria Z's got a warning for how this will go for South Carolinians and for Americans.
And it says Congress introduces landmark bipartisan bill to protect children online. Yeah, that's what the Australian government said. And then 6 months later, it was like, well, maybe you'll have to use a digital ID to access social media. And oh, by the way, you have to verify your age to do a simple Google search. Oopsie. So as is the case, wherever they introduce these laws, they frame it as a response to growing parental concern.
And before too long, all adults in Australia had to do it. Fast forward to just a few weeks ago in the UK, when they weren't even hiding it, announcing that starting in 2027, if you would like to use the internet, that's search engines or social media, you'll first need to submit a digital ID. Don't worry, by the way, if you don't have one, they'll go ahead and do a face scan for you. But if you don't want to do it, well, too bad. Your phone's essentially going to be locked down. I mean, what good will it be if you can't get on the internet? Folks, what Americans don't understand is that digital ID is the basis of the Chinese social credit system. As the New York Times explained, because the Chinese social credit system was founded in a time that was less digitally advanced, in China, what you had to do was get a, it was like a key pass. It's hard to explain what it is. It looks a lot like one of those, you know, little thumb drives that you could use to authenticate yourself. So in order to get on China's version of the internet, you'd have to put it in once to authenticate yourself, then you were good. Well, that was quickly built into the social credit system. Once they could determine who you were, they could begin to track everything that you did, and very quickly, social credit scores were assigned to people. How does that work? Well, you get a low social credit score. Guess what? You could drag down everybody else's social credit score around you. Dad have a low social credit score? Yeah, you're going to want to stay out of his proximity. Just go ahead and shun him, or yours will go down too, and you'll be shunned by everyone you love and know. It's a cruel system, but the punishments are even crueler. Got brilliant kids? They won't be going to the best schools. Your social credit score's too low. It can even get to the point where you're not allowed to drive, get on public transportation, fly, and you don't qualify for most jobs. And it all started with an authenticatable ID. And exactly what people in Australia just experienced, trying to go on the internet and finding you can't. Not without what amounts to a government license. Now, I've done multiple podcasts on this before, trying to stop it from coming here, not realizing that at the time it was very quietly this exact same law working its way through the South Carolina legislature. Whoever's behind this, and there's massive dark money behind this, is taking a new and brilliant tact, knowing we won't fight it if Republicans do it. And they're right, we're not. It's kind of brilliant, actually. This idea that, well, no, we're not requiring digital ID. See, we're just protecting children. You wouldn't oppose that, would you? Yeah, and the internet's been harmful to children. Well, pay attention to what's going on right now, because Mark Zuckerberg, who is the owner of Meta, which of course includes Facebook and Instagram, is facing financial ruin, truly. He's facing $1.5 trillion worth of potential settlements, and then more than 300 associated lawsuits, all driven by the left and left-wing AGs. And what it is parents suing on behalf of their children. My child was, I don't know, psychologically damaged, addicted to the internet, the product's too addictive. And they're actually in blue states winning these lawsuits. Just had more than $1 million payout in one of these suits. And by the way, the girl is fine. She just says she's got psychological problems now because the internet's too addicting. Folks, legally, I don't even understand how this is working. I mean, if that stands, why can't I sue Chick-fil-A? Y'all know I love some Chick-fil-A fries, right? Well, my kids love to go to Chick-fil-A. I take them all the time. It's torture for me, but I do. I have to sit there and I can smell the fries and I have to resist them. And every once in a while I give in and then I feel so bad. Well, look, fries do actual damage to you. I've got a little bit of a high cholesterol, runs in my family. I mean, is it very dangerous for me to eat those fries? Folks, which is more dangerous, eating fries or scrolling too much? Come on, this is ridiculous. I don't even understand the precedent here legally. I really don't. I mean, if you could sue Facebook for that, shoot, we should all have a lawsuit against our grocery store, against fast food places, gosh, against any retailer who's successful. It's outrageous. But here's what's happening, folks. I dug deep into this to see who is behind this. The answer to that question is threefold. One, nobody knows. There's been massive dark money behind it. And folks, almost all of the legislatures who've passed these laws are red states, including my own, South Carolina. What does that mean? Well, in South Carolina, the law, which was signed in May of this year, takes effect next year. And let me tell you, they're going to be some shocked good old boys when they go on the internet or try to and are asked for a face scan and then are told it's mandated by your state government. See, the way these bills work, and this is what's so brilliant about it, is it puts the legal onus on social media and search engines. So it opens the door for them to be sued for massive sums, both by attorneys general, but also by parents and children. It does not say you need to have a facial scan or have a digital ID in order to use the internet. It doesn't have to. It just holds these companies liable. Well, as I said earlier in the podcast, there's no way you can absolutely assure that the person using my Tara Servatius account is me and not my 14-year-old son beyond some sort of digital ID that involves biometrics. And the way of choice has been a facial scan. Either that or these companies will be sued out of existence. What states should be doing is passing laws protecting these companies from these lawsuits. So who's the second group behind this? Facebook. Wait, Facebook is pushing these laws? Mark Zuckerberg, Meta? Yeah, they're on both sides of this. Like in South Carolina right now, they've got a whole legal group fighting the state law. In other states, they're trying to pass the state law. What's up with that? Well, what Facebook is trying to do to get ahead of this is to pay legislators, you know, through donations to their campaign and such, to sponsor these bills so that the responsible party for doing the facial ID scan is actually the App Store. So think, you know, Google Play, etc., Apple. So they've sponsored these under 16 age ID bills all over the country, trying to put the legal liability off on others. In South Carolina, the bill puts the legal liability on Meta and all the big social media companies. So guess what? Here, they're fighting it. Want to know what's next? Well, like worldwide open borders with migrants to get socialists elected, the left always operates on a worldwide level. So if you want to know where they're going next here, you just have to look at the UK, where by 2030, you'll be required to have and present an online digital ID to work, to get to buy a house, to rent a house, and to buy a car. Oh, and in the UK, they've also announced, for your safety, that they're outlawing VPNs. So you can't stay anonymous by operating, say, off a server in Laos. Well, what that also does is, again, enable the Chinese social credit system. Part of that is a digital wall around China. When you outlaw alternative VPNs, that's what you're doing. Basically, you're saying we're going to control all routes in and all routes out. It allows them to build a firewall around the country so you can't see outside of it. But I'm getting ahead of myself. They first got to get the digital ID infrastructure down. Folks, more than a dozen states have already passed this, all of them red. And that includes places like Florida. Or they've got these laws in the pipeline. What's so horrifying, folks? I watch very closely what goes on at our legislature. This was done so quietly, I missed it. So did everybody. In fact, this year, we managed to kill a digital ID bill that would have had our DMV in South Carolina making digital ID. And I worked so hard on that, got you guys to call in and everything in anticipation that Congress would do this. Little did I know, a bill just like the one in Australia and the UK was sailing through the South Carolina House and Senate. Listen to this. It passed the South Carolina House 114-0. Only one person voted against it in our South Carolina State Senate. It's called the Shazam Act, as in Shazam, there goes your freedom and privacy. The Stop Harm from Addictive Social Media Act, signed into law by Governor Henry McMaster May 19th. So who's the third big funder of these bills? Oh, you're going to love this. What the Electronic Frontier Foundation calls private tech vendors. Fortune did an article I'll attach on this too. Venture-backed industry profile companies that specialize in, get ready for this, facial geometry scans, biometric analysis, and database cross-referencing. They've been funding the political action committees that hire local state house lobbyists in order to lobby for the children. No, and the end of freedom, but don't worry, it's not going to bother you or anything. Hey, let's move on. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you remember all the podcasts I've done on the World Economic Forum. You know, the people who say you'll own nothing, but you'll be happy. The ones who want to build back better after tearing society down. Basically, worldwide totalitarianism. Yeah, one of their number one objectives, if you'll remember, is worldwide digital ID. Now, how do we know this will go worldwide quickly? Because Bill Gates has already worked with the World Economic Forum to put together a worldwide open source platform so that as countries get digital ID or people begin to use digital ID, it can all be synced at the global level. He helpfully gave that software away so that it could be used to create a worldwide system. By the way, similar bills are advancing their way through the Republican-controlled House and Senate. But almost no one seems to have noticed or cared. It's almost eerie. Oh, and by the way, there's this other problem. These face scans, they're not cheap. Biometric authentication, not cheap either. What does that mean? Well, small startup social media companies that might hope to provide more freedom or give us a backup if X ever goes down and Mark Zuckerberg goes sideways again and starts censoring us for the FBI. Yeah, it's really critical that others be able to enter the market. Yeah, that authentication's so expensive, it would basically prohibit small startups from getting going. At this point, folks, we've got to hope that one of these cases gets to the Supreme Court before Democrats can get a replacement justice on the Supreme Court and that the Supreme Court rules in our favor. Either that or district courts do it and the Supreme Court doesn't pick the case up. Because, folks, I don't think we can even count on Republicans to save us from this tyranny. And that's ironic. Does anybody want to guess who's going to be targeted using this as a weapon in 3, 2, 1? As soon as Democrats are elected, you got it.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.